Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Sarah Heiner, president and CEO of the Bottom Line Publications, bottomlinepublications.com, bottomlineinc.com. Is that right, Sarah?
.com.
All right, so folks, check it out. And they can subscribe to your Bottom Line personal magazine, a periodical, right?
It's a great magazine. The link. Yep.
And so check that out there, folks. And what does it take to get one of the yearbooks?
Well, you can go there. There's a store. You can link to our store, Bottom Line store, and you'll be able to find the yearbook there. I want, for next time I'm on, I'm going to set something up so that we can get your readers a discount on
Bottom Line. Give us a discount. We love discounts. Yeah. Okay, thanks for that, Sarah. All right, so is it really a certain time of day when you should get a flu shot?
This is so interesting. Yeah, I mean, some researchers in England.
Certain time of day, not just
morning.
A day.
Yeah. So researchers in England did a study, 276 men and women all over age 65, and they found that for those who got their vaccine in the morning, between 9 and 11 in the morning, had a much greater response antibody count than those that got their shot in the afternoon.
Any reason why?
They did not give a reason why. They had their little hypothesis.
How do they know that?
Because they measured the antibodies. So they gave them the shot,
oh.
And then they took out... You know, they normalized the data, so they made
right.
sure that everybody, you know, had matched groups and things like that. And then they gave the shot, and then they came back later and took blood tests to see
okay,
what the
so
antibodies
they didn't
were.
Find out how many you got sick later. They found out
no,
how
No, no, no. They measured
protected
the antibodies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Because there's so many reasons that you get sick, even if you have antibodies.
Right.
And, you know, the flu vaccine does not cover for all types of flu.
See, so I would be in the control group.
Because you don't get the flu shot.
Bingo.
Neither do I. So we're bad.
Never had a flu shot. And I'm not tempting fate here, folks. Never had a flu shot. Never had the flu.
Yeah, well, you know, we're bad ones.
Never missed a day's work on account of sickness.
I just sent a note, actually, to my medical advisor to see if there's another story that I want to research, which is, are you more vulnerable to illness in the afternoon? Is there something in your immune system and the biorhythms of your body that has you more vulnerable? Like if you're going to go on a plane and there's so many germs around,
yeah,
you have to be more careful about whose hand you shake and washing your hands and whatever later in the day than in the morning. I don't know. That's just Sarah.
Can I give you my little bottom line advice here?
I'd love that.
I've told him this before. One of the ways I stay healthy, especially with sinus infections and all that sort of thing, especially when you're flying on airplanes, is a sinus rinse called Neomed.
Okay.
I do that once to twice a day, every day of my life.
Yeah.
And it works.
It does. Cleans those mucous membranes.
It's amazing. And I'll tell you something, it's important to do it when you're flying airplanes.
Yeah, I agree. Well, the other thing, I mean, again, so basic, I get off a plane, I go straight to the restroom and wash my hands.
Yeah, oh yeah. That's important.
First thing you do. And then they always say don't touch your face also, right? So if you're on the plane, there's all the germs around.
But I love me. Anyway. Okay, so that's a good idea.
I didn't say don't look in the mirror. I said don't touch your face.
That's good information. Okay, how do we, what's up with the body clock thing?
So this is interesting. You know, our bodies, we've got sleep-wake cycles. Our bodies are driven by circadian rhythms. And those circadian rhythms manage when we sleep.
For a long time, I thought they were talking about the insect.
That make that noise.
Until I finally saw it spelled. I thought they were talking about the cicada.
Has anyone ever seen a cicada? I'm not sure.
I've seen many of them. And they have a rhythm. They only come out at certain times. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No worries. So that drives our whole cycle of life, right? But there are people that are off. They're, you know, people that have insomnia, they don't sleep well, they're up, or they'll go to bed and then they'll wake up in the middle of the night or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is when your circadian rhythms are off, you're very vulnerable to sickness, and I mean serious.
And I'll tell you something else. If you have old people, I'm talking octogenarian people who are declining and maybe mentally, that kind of thing. When that gets out of whack, you are in big trouble.
Well, you are, but also even shift workers, night workers have similar health risks.
How do we fix it?
Heart disease, etc. big problems for shift workers. So a couple things that you can do. First of all is pay attention to if you are a morning type or an evening type.
Right.
And what that means is, are you more productive in general in the morning or the evening? And if so, you want to kind of match your sleep pattern, and you want to force yourself as much as you can to regular sleep cycles.
Yep.
So if you're a morning person, go to bed a little bit earlier so you wake up earlier.
Mm-hmm.
There's a surprise, right? Or if you're an evening person, then go to bed later so that you can sleep later. But that way, trying to get as much sleep
and
as possible.
Melatonin, the people I know who work shift work, they take melatonin, which is a natural thing.
Well, they do, but that's kind of there are things that you can do until you get to the melatonin.
There you
that's
go.
A hormone. Melatonin's natural, but it's a hormone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you're basically fooling your body and forcing your body to get supplemental melatonin.
Website again, please.
BottomLineInc.com. The other real quick thing, get more natural light a day. We all sit inside on our butts.
Get outside 15, 20 minutes a day. Hey, Sarah, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim.
Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen, Bottom Line Publications. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.